God speaks to me in words. Well, I heard this yesterday. Ain't no maybes there. I heard that. Ain't no maybes there. Ain't no maybes there. That's interesting, isn't it? You know what maybe means? It means you don't know. It's a word of very, it's a very uncertain, insecure word. I said, are you going to the mall? Oh, I don't know, maybe. You going to have your Christmas party this year? Oh, I haven't decided, maybe. Y'all going to take your vacation to the mountains like you always do? Well, maybe. You going to get a new dress for the party? Oh, thinking about it, maybe. You know what happens? What good things come out of maybe? Maybe nothing. Maybe nothing. There's nothing more uncertain. Well, if I said, maybe I'm getting a new dress, you'd look for me on Sunday. And if I didn't have on one, you would know that I hadn't fully committed to one. If I did have on one, you'd think, well, she did make up her mind to go get one. But when I said, maybe I'd have a new dress, or maybe I'd go shopping, or maybe I'd go to the mall, you don't know if I am going or if I'm not going. And a lot of times that's what we do to God. Our life is fraught with maybes. And you know what will cripple your faith and keep it from working? What will your faith will fail will be that maybe. Maybe causes faith failure every time. If people use all the time they give these maybes, they say, well, maybe I didn't pray enough. Well, Jesus said you wouldn't be heard for your much speaking. So maybe that's not a significant reason for failure. See, we've got to eliminate the maybes, and I want to talk to you today about eliminating the maybes. If we're going to stand on solid ground, we're going to stand on faith, we're going to stand because we believe in Jesus, we know His will, and we're holding fast to that will. We're not being deterred or detracted by any circumstances. We have eliminated all the maybes. You've gone to make a purchase, counting your money. Why are you counting your money? Because maybe you don't have enough. So you're counting it. What happens if you don't have enough? You can't make the purchase. People always say, maybe I don't have enough faith. Well, you know where faith comes. It comes from hearing the Word of God. So get in the Word of God, hear more, read more, meditate more, and faith increases. One church was commended for their ever-increasing faith. See, we can eliminate that maybe. So maybe I've been sick too long. Well, go to the Scripture. See how long the woman with the issue of blood had been sick. Look at the man at the pool of Bethesda had been sick 38 years. Maybe we have to eliminate that maybe. One lady told me she's too old. It's too late for her. She's too old. Well, I know that's not true. Scripture promises 70, if by reason of strength, 80 years, and we could be satisfied with long life. And it's not a long, crippled life. It's a long life full of good days. It's a life of heaven upon earth. Now look at Deuteronomy 11. That's where we're going to start. We're going to eliminate the maybes. Ain't no maybes there. Ain't no maybes in faith. Now I know proper grammar, but I'm not going to use it today. I could say that correctly, but I'm not going to. Deuteronomy 11, very interesting passage of Scripture. Talks about the Word of the living God and embracing that Word. Now you understand they probably didn't have a copy of the Word. They certainly didn't have a copy of a Bible like you did. If they had it written down on a scroll, it's even unlikely at this point. But Moses had the Word in him, had talked to God, and he gives them that Word. And it says in verse 18, lay up these words in your heart. Now that's how you're going to eliminate some of these maybes. With the Word of the living God, you're going to find out what God has said eliminates the maybes. If I said, yes, I'm going to the mall, and yes, I'm going to buy a new dress, then you would look for me at Sunday to see what color it was, what design it was. It says, lay up some things in your heart, because I'd given my word. I'd said, this is what I'm going to do. So God has said some things that He's going to do, and if we embrace what He said, we can eliminate the maybes. Wouldn't you like to eliminate the maybes? See, maybes are insufficient. They won't bring victory. There's no victory in maybe. Lay up these words in your heart, in your soul, bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be frontlets between your eyes. Teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. When you write them upon the doorposts of your house, upon your gates, that your days may be multiplied. Do you see that? Your days may be what? Not subtracted, not even added to, but your days may be multiplied. Now, if you have a multitude of miserable days, is that what you believe? A multitude of miserable days? If days are going to be multiplied, what kind of days do you want to be multiplied? That your days will be multiplied. The days of your children. See, your life affects the life of your children. In the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them as the days of what? This is the kind of day, the days of what? Heaven upon earth, the days of what? A touch of heaven on the earth, a touch of heaven in your life. In other words, the will of God in heaven comes to you. Now look over at the Lord's Prayer. We're going to lay the word in our heart. Why? Because that word's going to illuminate the will of God, eliminate all the maybes, all the insufficient, all the excuses, all the confusion. And when we're going to stand on solid ground, stand on the promise of God, and God said he'll work and perform his promise. He will work and perform his promise. There's no maybes about this. Now look at the Lord's Prayer. It's in Matthew, isn't it? 6. Just read verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now that's exactly what we read in Deuteronomy 11. Thy will be done in earth. Thy will be done. Is this earth? This is earth, isn't it? Matthew 6:10. And God wants his will done in the earth. That's why Moses said, as the days of heaven upon earth. Days of heaven upon earth. Heaven comes to earth. There's a touch of heaven in the earth. There's a touch of heaven in my life. There's a touch of heaven in my body. There's no maybe about that. That is the will of God. That is the plan of God. He said, I want you to have heaven upon earth. And he said, you go ahead and pray about it. Now, don't pray a maybe prayer. We pray a lot of maybe prayer. If it be thy will is a maybe prayer. Look at Matthew 8. We're going to eliminate some maybes. Oh, thank God we can. Thank God we can. God wants heaven upon earth. He wants his will done in your life. Now, you can't bring his will to pass in my life. I have something to say about my life. You certainly can pray for me, and your prayer will affect my life. But I have to make some decisions. Every person has to see this truth. Every person has to act or respond to this truth. Can you have heaven in your body? Can you have heaven in your home? Can you have heaven in your finances? Can you have heaven in your car? Can you have heaven in your children? Can you have heaven upon earth? Says you can. And it was so strong in God's heart, he says, you can pray the will of God be in earth as it is in heaven. Heaven comes to earth. We can eliminate any maybe. Now this is the man that was a leper. Matthew 8, he comes to Jesus. Comes down from the mountain. Behold, there came a leper, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus said unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest to offer the gift that Moses commanded for testimony unto them. Do you see, he said, Lord, if you will, you can. Now he was certain God could. He was certain Jesus could. There wasn't any doubt in God's ability and the ability of God working through the Son. He knew this man Jesus had ability. He said, I know you can. Now where the maybe was, see, we have to eliminate maybes. If I pray a maybe prayer, if I'm expecting a little of heaven on earth, or a little of heaven in my finances, but not in my body. Or in my children, but not in my finances. So I have to eliminate all of those maybes. The only way to eliminate a maybe is to stand on the word of the living God. It's find out what God has said. It says Abraham was fully persuaded. That means he had eliminated the maybes. Now he had some maybes. We know he had some maybes because Hagar was a maybe. Maybe this is the plan. Maybe this is the will of God. God had said, I will make your seed as the sand of the sea, as the stars in the heaven. And when that didn't come to pass right away, they decided they had a way to bring that to pass, and they brought in Hagar. Maybe this is right, but you know it wasn't right. We have to eliminate that maybe. But Abraham came to a point of understanding the will of God, of standing on the promise of God and being fully persuaded. And he said he staggered not. If you stagger, you draw a line, you try to walk on that line, you do that at your house, draw a line in the dirt. It's hard to walk on a line when you're sober. It's a great game to play with children because it's really hard to do. Get out there and draw your chalk line or dirt line. Ashley and I draw in chalk all over the driveway. We just make the biggest mess, but you know the rain washes that chalk off. You might as well have some fun in life. Don't be an old stick in the mud. Ah, don't put chalk on my driveway. So we went over to Joel's and we chalked up his. We had a wonderful time. We drew all over his drive. He comes home from work one day and he said, I'm not sure, but I think I just parked on an eagle or an elephant or some kind of an animal. I said, well, probably you did. I mean, have some fun. Go ahead, I dare you. Abraham eliminated the maybe. He made some mistakes on the way to eliminating the maybes, but he finally got it together, said he staggered not. You draw that line. You walk on that line. See, and the line is the word of the living God, the only way to eliminate the maybes in life. Maybe you didn't pray enough. So start today and pray. But it's not in the multitude of words. It's not in time. It's in faith. It's the prayer of faith that saves the sick, not the prayer of hours, not the prayer of time. See, if I get in the Word of the living God, I've got some answers. So that maybe I didn't have enough faith. Well, so maybe after all I've done, I've heard that reason. Maybe after all I've done, well, if you've confessed your sin, He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all. How much all? How much all? See, the Word of God just destroys maybes and brings us to the same precipice that Abraham stood at that point. 100 years old he is. He's got a lot of reasons to say, maybe this won't work because of my age. And that would have been a really dominant reason and excuse. Maybe it won't work because of my age. Maybe it won't work because of Hagar's age. That had been an excuse. Maybe it won't work because of Sarah's age. So we've got to eliminate all those maybes and stand on the Word. Now Peter's walking on the water. He said, Lord, if it's you, he didn't know if it's him or not. You can't get anything from God not knowing it's God. So we've got a maybe here. It's got to be eliminated. We've got to find, is this Jesus or not? And then we've got to walk towards Jesus without looking around us. I heard those words. I saw those words as I was pondering. If I'm going to walk on the water to Jesus, in other words, I'm going to walk in the supernatural. Supernatural things are going to happen in my life. When heaven comes to earth, that's supernatural. The world's not having any heaven upon earth. They've got pain, misery, and trauma. They've got dilemmas of every sort. If they don't, they're a miracle. But see, but you can have heaven upon earth. You can have heaven upon earth because you believe in heaven upon earth, because when Jesus said, pray that heaven come to earth, you believed that and you didn't look around you. Now Peter begins to look around him, sees the wind boisterous. I'm going to have to look at Jesus, don't look around you. I'm going to have to find the Word, look at the Word, hold my eyes to the Word, don't look around you. So Peter, don't look around you. Peter, don't look. Peter, don't look. See, don't look at the maybes. Don't look at the excuses. Look at the Word. Jesus said, come. He said, if it's you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. Now he's got the Word. Does he have the Word? That's in Matthew 14. He's got the Word, doesn't he? He's got the Word of Jesus. Jesus said, you could come. So he's walking on the water. He's eliminated the maybes. The maybe was, is this Jesus or not? I don't know if it is. People do that all the time. Now, I don't know if this is God or not. And then they tell you something they thought they heard, something they thought was spoken to them, some dream or vision they had. And so I don't know if it's Jesus or not. Well, you certainly don't act on it till you know. You got to eliminate the maybes. And the Word of God and the Spirit of God eliminate all the maybes. And then we are standing. When you're standing on the Word, you're on a foundation that cannot be shaken. He can come. Peter can come. He can walk on the water. Now he says he saw the wind boisterous. He begins to look around. Don't look around. Once you've eliminated the maybes with the Word of God, don't look back at them. Don't look back at them. You've eliminated them. You've found the Word. The Spirit has ministered to you. The maybe has been illuminated and eliminated. Now don't look at it. Peter looks around. Now I know from the Scripture Peter could swim because he was in the Sea of Galilee when he saw Jesus on the shore and he swam to shore. So I know he was a swimmer. If you can swim across, it was called a Sea of Galilee because of its, partly because of its size. There are other reasons too. And yet he swam. Now he looks around him. It must have been quite a storm because he realizes he can't swim. That's not in the Scripture. That's just my projection. But if he had been able to swim, he wouldn't have been panic-stricken. Do you think? So you've got to eliminate the maybes. He eliminated the maybes. He's walking on the water. He has the Word of the Lord. He's sure. He's secure. Absolutely positive. Heaven. Listen, if you can walk on the water to Jesus, that's heaven on earth. We went to a college graduation years ago, and in front of the stadium where they had the graduation, they had this tiny little pool. It was a Christian college. It wasn't. It had a fountain, and the fountain wasn't on that day. And I said, I was teasing the fellow. I said, what's the pool for? It was just for decorations, but I was just harassing him. And he said, oh, that's where they teach the ministerial students to walk on the water. Well, you can't walk on the water. You got to have a word from the Lord. See, you live a supernatural. Heaven on earth is a supernatural life. It's a life in the Word. Life in the Word, life in the Word, heaven in the Word, heaven in the promises. Eliminates every maybe. Maybe I'm going to die. Maybe you're not. What about I'll live and not die and declare the wonderful works of the Lord? What about by His stripes I'm healed? Can you be healed thinking maybe you'll be healed? Can you prosper thinking maybe you'll be prosperous? Can you think maybe you haven't prayed enough? Can you be healed thinking maybe you haven't read enough? Can you be healed thinking maybe after what you've done? Can you be healed thinking maybe as old as I am? You've got to eliminate those maybes. Peter eliminated his maybe. He said, if it's you, bid me come. Jesus said, you come. Now he's got heaven on earth. He's walking on the water. Heaven's come to earth. And he gets to looking around. He goes back to the maybes. Oh, how many times do we do that? We get in a service and the Spirit of God's moving. This is wonderful. We are leaping, shouting, praising God. And then we go back to our regular life. We'll go right back to the maybe. Have you ever done that? Well, maybe I can't be healed because I'm taking all this medicine. I got news for you. That medicine isn't going to heal you and it isn't going to keep you from being healed. And if you need it, you need it. If you need it, you take it. Don't do something that would cost your life while God's working in your body. The life of God's working in your body. How are we going to eliminate the maybes? How are we going to bring heaven to earth? Standing on the promises of Christ my King. See, as we stand on his promise, we just eliminate all the maybes. They just disappear. Now, don't get to looking around at the maybes. Don't get to looking around at what couldn't be, shouldn't be, might not work. This man had a maybe. He didn't know if God would heal him or not. He knew Jesus could. He knew he had ability. He apparently had seen that ability working through Jesus, but he didn't know if he would. You've got to eliminate that maybe. Jesus eliminated it immediately. He said, I will. He put that to rest. You can put it to rest. Is it the will of God to be healed? Absolutely. God is not a respecter of persons. Jesus' death and resurrection was for you. And in that death and resurrection is that wonderful verse in Isaiah 53. Surely he hath borne our grief, sickness, weakness, and distress. Surely. What does surely mean? Certainly. See, it's not a word of maybe. It's a word of absolutes. It's a positive word. It's a firm word. It's an unbending word. Surely he hath borne. See, there's no maybes in Isaiah 53. There's no maybes there. Every time God found a maybe, he found a way to eliminate it. He eliminated maybes. Why? Because maybes hinder faith. They keep the heaven from coming to earth. And if you go to Isaiah 53, it says he was wounded for our transgression. There's no maybe there. He was bruised for our iniquities. There's no maybe there. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. There's no maybe there. And by his stripes we are healed. We are. There's no maybe there. Ain't no maybe there. Now you remember Jairus in Mark chapter 5? He comes to Jesus, said, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come lay your hands upon her and she'll be healed. See, he's sure. He's sure. He said, you come lay your hands upon her and she'll live. In the meantime, they're interrupted by the woman with the issue of blood. And she'd been sick a long time, years, but she got healed. See, maybe at my age, they always want to blame things on your age. If they don't blame it on your age, they want to blame it on your hormone level or something. Maybe at your age you'll do better than somebody younger. What maybe's hindering you? What's hindering you? X-rays hinder people. Maybe if you'd seen the X-ray. Maybe if you'd seen the lab report. By his stripes, we are. Ain't no maybe there. Surely, hath borne our grief, sickness. Ain't no maybe there. Jesus found a maybe. This man had a maybe. This leper had a maybe. Jesus eliminated that maybe. Now Jairus doesn't have any maybe. He said, you come lay my hands on my daughter and she'll live. But while the one with the issue of blood was getting her healing, she died. Now we got a maybe here. Maybe it's too late. Maybe this won't work. I mean, dead is dead. Isn't it? It is. Now, today dead's not always dead. Medical science will juice you up and bring you back. Thank God for technology. This girl's dead. Now we got a maybe here. Maybe this won't work. Maybe it's too late for her. What'd Jesus say? God is in the maybe elimination business. When he finds a maybe, he finds a way to point out to you how you can eliminate that maybe. He said to Jairus, only believe. Only believe. He doesn't want him to fall back to the maybe. See, when he came to Jesus, she was dying. She said she's at the point of death. He eliminated that maybe with faith in God. So you can eliminate every maybe with faith in God. He eliminated the maybe with faith in God. Don't go, Jesus, and I don't go back to that. Don't go back to that maybe. Don't turn loose now. Peter turned loose. He's walking on the water. He began looking around. Don't look around. Don't look around those maybes. Get out your Holy Ghost eraser. Erase all those maybes. Say, I don't care how old I am. I don't care how long I've been sick. I don't care what the diagnosis is. I don't care what the insurance company says. I don't care how long I've prayed or how short I've prayed. Eliminate all those maybes. And say, surely, ain't no maybe there. Now look at Revelation. It's the most startling truth. Wonderful, wonderful truth. When we find the description of heaven, we don't sing, I've got it, maybe, maybe, maybe. I've got it, maybe, maybe, maybe. I've got it, maybe. Everywhere there's a maybe, there's defeat. Everywhere there's a maybe, there's lack. Everywhere there's a maybe, there's a standstill. Well, what maybe are you entertaining? Revelation chapter 21, let me show you something real exciting. Verse 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. No more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. God shall. Ain't no maybe there. If I said, well, there'll be tears in heaven. Maybe there'll be tears in heaven. You'd say, no, there isn't. I said, maybe there's sorrow in heaven. You'd say, why, there isn't. I said, maybe there's pain in heaven. You'd say, no, there's no pain in heaven. I said, maybe there's death in heaven. You'd say, no, there's no death in heaven. It says, no maybes there. There are no maybes in heaven. You can write that in the margin of your Bible in big letters. There are no maybes in heaven. There's no maybes there. God said there'd be no pain there, no sorrow there, no tears there, no death there. There's no maybe about that. You can write that in. That's secure. That's certain. That's surely, certainly, absolutely. Our God provided a heaven without maybe. Maybe when I get to heaven, I'll be real sick. No, you won't. Maybe I'll have a really sad day. No, you won't. There's no maybes there. There's no maybes in heaven. Now, what did Jesus say, pray? Thy will be done on earth. Thy will be done on earth. Thy will is not God's will for there to be maybes on earth. He eliminated maybes in heaven. And everywhere he found a maybe on earth, he gave information and data so that they could eliminate that maybe, so they could stand on the solid rock of the Word, so they could stand by the Spirit. God is in the maybe eliminating business. And he said, now you pray. See, the certainty, the security that is heaven comes to my life as I stand on the Word of the living God. My life in God can be as secure here as it is there. Now, it will be fuller there. That was the great definition. There'll be some, what did that word, ascensions there that we don't have here. But I can have heaven on earth in my body. I can have heaven in my mind. I don't have to wonder about maybe God will heal me. Maybe I'll have enough money to survive. Maybe my children do well. It says my children will be taught of the Lord and great will be their peace and undisturbed composure. It says God will perfect all that concerns me. It says the baptism of the Holy Ghost is for my children. And my children's children, I can expect them to walk with God and embrace the fullness of God and walk in the power of God. There's no maybe about that. Maybe has been eliminated by God. Now, he wants you to believe that. Now, when we pray, we don't pray maybes. I said, maybe the curse is in heaven. No, I didn't. Because we know in this next verse, this next chapter, 22:3, it says, there shall be no more curse. I'm telling you, ain't no maybes up there. It's not maybe there's pain, maybe there's tears, maybe there's sorrow, maybe there's a curse. No, it's not there. It's not there. Now he said, grasp that and bring to your life that freedom. Now because the curse is in the earth, it may touch your life. But you know it's not in permanent residence there. And you grasp the word that says by his stripes. It's not by his stripes I'm healed, maybe. By his stripes I'm healed if I pray enough. By his stripes I'm healed if I read enough. By his stripes if I have perfect attendance in church. By his stripes. There's no maybes. There's no addendums. God said, ain't no maybes there. Now bring that to your life. Eliminate the maybe and bring heaven to your life. If you eliminate the maybe with the word of God, you can bring heaven to your life. You can bring heaven to your life. Now look at prayer. Quickly look at prayer. Mark 11:24, you know. We don't pray maybes. God said, pray that the will of God be done on earth, and we don't pray maybes. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them maybe. No. There ain't no maybes there. Do you see there ain't no maybes there? It says, believe you receive, and you shall have. Don't you like when the word of the Lord comes unto you saying, I was singing yesterday, just singing. Came to myself singing, ain't no maybes there. Ain't no maybes there. There's no maybes in this verse. It doesn't say you shall have a maybe. Look back at Matthew 21. When I pray, I don't pray a maybe prayer. I find the will of the Lord and I pray the will of the Lord. I pray it without apology. I pray it without addendums. I say, Father, by Jesus' stripes I was healed. I thank you now for working in my mortal body and healing my body. I'm rising up well and whole. Today's the day of salvation. Now's the accepted time. Don't wait on it tomorrow. It begins in your spirit. It begins right now today. You have it today. There ain't no maybes in that. There ain't no maybes. Well, look at Matthew 21:22. All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe and you shall receive. Maybe. Is there any maybes in that verse?
No.
Ain't no maybes in that verse, is there? Look at John 16. Oh, the scripture is positive. It's sure, it's secure. Written by heaven, guaranteed by God. Ain't no maybes. 16:23, in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. He will. Ain't no maybes there. Now you'd have to add a maybe. He will give it you if you pray enough. But that's not in this verse. See, if you have to pray enough to be healed, then it doesn't depend on God, it depends on you. It's not by works of righteousness which you have done. It either is not by works, it is by faith in God, or it is by works. Well, it's not by works. So it can't be by hours of prayer. And yet we believe in hours of prayer. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you might receive. You could receive. I hope you receive. Maybe you receive. What does it say? It says you shall receive. Are there any maybes in that verse? Say, ain't no maybes there.
Ain't no maybes there.
Ain't no maybes there. Look at 1 John 5. Oh, thank God for God. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for the clarity of the Spirit. Ain't no maybes there. Shh. Verse 14, chapter 5. This is the confidence we have in Him. You know, you can't have confidence if there's some maybes here. Can you? If I say, maybe I'm coming, does that fill you with confidence?
No.
If I say, maybe I'll help you,
no.
Does that fill you with confidence? If I say, maybe I'll loan you the money, now your heart's assured. There ain't no maybes in confidence. Confidence excludes maybes. Ain't no maybes there. There's ain't no maybes there. Is there? Say, ain't no maybes there. Ain't no maybes there. Ain't no maybes there. Are there any maybes there? So is this the confidence we have in Him? If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He heard us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions we desired of Him, maybe. Say, no maybes there. Are there any maybes there? Now look at Romans 4. Surely, ain't no maybes there. How did Abraham eliminate the maybe? Maybe Hagar's the answer. Verse 17, he says, as it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations. Verse 18, who against hope believed in hope he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Do you see he had God spoke to him? He had the spoken word of God. God said, so shall thy seed be. And as long as he clings to, so shall thy seed be. Now after Hagar, God said, you have to send Ishmael away because Sarah's going to give birth to a son. See, God always eliminates the maybes. So Abraham blew it. But God straightened that out. He said, no, that's not right. That's not the way I wanted it. That was not my plan. He said, your wife Sarah will carry your seed. See if there's a maybe. And I'm listening to heaven. God's going to eliminate it. God's going to eliminate the maybes. And then I'm going to stand in the word of the living God, and there ain't no maybes there. It's not hope so, could be. There ain't no maybes there. Now look at Mark 9. Let me show you God at work again, eliminating a maybe. Oh, how wonderful he is, our Father. This man brought his son to Jesus to be healed. Actually brought him to the disciples, and they couldn't heal him, verse 14. It's not that they couldn't, it's that they couldn't at that moment. They did have the power of healing. Jesus had given it to them. Then the verse 17, the man says, Master, I brought my son unto thee which hath a dumb spirit. You're familiar with the story how that spirit probably was similar to epilepsy. Then Jesus, verse 21, said, how long is this ago since this came upon him? He said, of a child. Now here's the maybe coming up. Oft times it hath cast. Can you have victory with a maybe? Said, oft times it cast him into the fire, into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. So he didn't know the ability of God. Didn't know the ability of the Son of God. Didn't know the anointing had come upon him. He said, if you can. If you can means maybe you can, maybe you can't. I don't know if you can, I don't know if you can't. See, the leper said, I don't know if you will or not. This man said, I don't know if you can. Can you be healed if you're holding on to a maybe? Said, everybody in my family has died early of heart disease. You better eliminate that maybe. So everybody in my family gets arthritis. You better eliminate that maybe. Be the first to stand on the promises of Christ, my King. See, Jesus is going to eliminate this maybe. He said, if you can help us, if you can. Maybe you could help us. Maybe you can't help us. Maybe. Oh. I think if God's composure could be shattered, it'd be shattered by all the maybes that we add to faith. And then expect it to work. We add maybes and then we expect faith to work anyway, and it won't. Jesus said, if you can believe. He said, you got to believe that I'm the healer. You got to eliminate that maybe. If you can believe I can, then I can. Oh, how wonderful he is to help us get rid of the maybes. Just get rid of that. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Get rid of that maybe. So ain't no maybes there. Any maybes in heaven?
No.
So ain't no maybes there. Any maybes in prayer?
No.
Not in the prayer of request. So ain't no maybes there. Any maybes in receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues?
No.
Say no maybes there.
No.
If there's a maybe there, you put it there because it's not there. Any maybes in the plan of salvation, getting born again?
No.
Say no maybes there.
No.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it's not maybe. Say there ain't no maybes there.
No.
Where is there a maybe? Where can I find a maybe? Where can I find a sort of an almost it could have been? You got to pencil it in. Add it to the scripture. Are there any maybes in the scripture?
No.
Huh?
No.
Are there any maybes in the scripture?
No.
Are there any maybes in the new birth?
No.
Any maybes in the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
No.
Any maybes in heaven?
No.
Any maybes in prayer?
No.
Any maybes in the will of God for healing? Any maybes in God supplying all you need?
No.
What maybe did you add? Think about it. What maybe needs to be eliminated? Do you have a maybe needs to go away? Maybe I will die. Or maybe after all this time. Or maybe my faith's insufficient. Maybe at my age. Maybe with my lack of knowledge. You got any maybes?